Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Let's get one thing straight right off the bat. Brian Koberger's defense team wants to toss out pretty much all the evidence that ties him to the brutal murders of four University of Idaho students. Yes, you read that right. DNA, digital records, items found in his apartment, even the evidence pulled from his car, they're arguing it should all be thrown out. And their reasoning? They claim the cops didn't follow the rules. But here's the kicker. The cops did follow the rules, and the defense's arguments are flimsy at best. Let's break this down. Koberger's legal team is making a big deal out of the Fourth Amendment, saying law enforcement violated his constitutional rights against unlawful searches and seizures. They're going after search warrants for his Amazon, Google, and Apple accounts, saying these warrants were too broad and lacked probable cause. According to their motion, the warrants relied on police conclusions without giving judges enough evidence to make an informed decision. That's their argument. But here's the reality. Law enforcement obtained proper warrants, and these weren't blanket fishing expeditions. They followed the procedures, laid out their case, and got judicial approval. To suggest otherwise feels like a desperate attempt to distract from the mountain of evidence piling up against Koberger. Now, let's talk about the DNA evidence. The knife sheath found at the crime scene? It had Koberger's DNA on it. This isn't some vague coincidence, it's hard science. Investigators used investigative genetic genealogy, IGG, to link the DNA to Koberger. This method, which has solved countless cold cases, involves tracing family trees using public DNA databases. The defense claims this violates privacy, but let's be real here. Koberger's DNA was at the scene. He left it there. At what point does a killer get to argue privacy over evidence that ties them directly to the crime? Judge Stephen Hippler seemed to agree, saying, "I struggle with the idea that DNA left at a crime scene, there's any expectation of privacy." And he's right. The moment that DNA was left at the crime scene, it became part of the investigation, not some sacred piece of private information. The digital evidence paints a damning picture. Investigators found records of Koberger's online purchases, including gloves and other suspicious items. They say this points to premeditation. The defense, however, is claiming the warrants for this information were overly broad, allowing cops to snoop through his digital life. They even called the U.S. a panopticon, a surveillance state. Dramatic much? Let's be clear. Law enforcement followed legal procedures to obtain these records. Businesses like Amazon and Google are third-party entities, and their records aren't protected by the same level of privacy as, say, your personal diary. Koberger's purchases aren't random. They fit a narrative, and that's why they're critical to this case. Then there's the physical evidence from Koberger's apartment and car. Hair samples, a single glove, and other items with his DNA were collected using warrants. The defense claims these warrants were based on misleading information and weak evidence. But the truth is, these warrants were rock solid. Law enforcement outlined their case, and judges approved them. The suggestion that these were baseless is, frankly, ridiculous. The defense is also going after the surviving roommate's testimony. She reported seeing a masked man in black clothing leaving the house after the murders. The defense is nitpicking her statements, pointing out inconsistencies and questioning her memory. Sure, trauma can make memories messy, but let's not lose sight of the big picture. Her description of the suspect hasn't changed. A tall, slender, white male. Sound familiar? Prosecutors are standing by her testimony, and rightfully so. It's backed up by physical evidence and surveillance footage. The defense's attempt to discredit her feels like grasping at straws. Let's call it what it is. This motion to suppress evidence isn't about protecting Koberger's rights. It's about creating enough smoke to make people question the fire. But the fire is real. DNA on the knife sheath, digital evidence pointing to premeditation, a car spotted near the crime scene, eyewitness testimony. This isn't some flimsy case held together by duct tape. It's a solid, evidence-based investigation. And let's not forget the families of the victims: Kaylee Gonkovs, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin. They deserve justice, not legal gamesmanship. The defense's arguments might play well in a courtroom, but they don't hold up under the weight of the facts. If you're following this case, here are some questions to chew on. How can someone argue for privacy over DNA left at a crime scene? Does that even make sense? Are the defense's arguments about digital records valid, or are they trying to stall the inevitable? Does questioning the eyewitness's memory feel like a legitimate strategy, or is it just a way to muddy the waters? At what point do we draw the line between protecting rights and ensuring justice for victims? How do cases like this shape public trust in investigative techniques like IgG? Brian Koberger's defense team might think they're making bold moves, but the reality is their arguments don't hold water. The cops did their job, followed the rules, and built a strong case. The evidence speaks for itself, and no amount of legal posturing is going to change that. As the trial approaches, one thing is clear. Justice is on the side of the facts, not the noise. Investigative genetic genealogy has changed the game in solving cold cases, and the results speak for themselves. Imagine a family waiting decades for answers, reliving the pain of losing someone they love, all the while wondering if justice will ever come. Then, thanks to a match on a public DNA database, detectives finally piece together the puzzle. That's the power of this technology, and honestly, it's hard to understand why anyone would dismiss it. Unless, of course, you have something to hide. Take the Golden State Killer case. For years, investigators were chasing a ghost. Joseph James DeAngelo's reign of terror spanned the 1970s and 1980s, leaving behind a trail of murder, sexual assault, and heartbreak. Leads dried up, tips went cold, and families were left with nothing but grief. Enter IgG. Investigators uploaded crime scene DNA to a public genealogy database, traced family trees, and finally zeroed in on DeAngelo. When they collected his DNA from a discarded item and matched it to the crime scenes, the case was closed. DeAngelo is now serving multiple life sentences. That's justice, delivered decades late but still meaningful to the survivors and their families. And it's not just high-profile cases. IgG has brought closure to families in small towns and forgotten corners of America. Remember the case of the buckskin girl? In 1981, a young woman was found dead in a ditch in Ohio, wearing a distinctive buckskin jacket. For 37 years, she was unidentified, known only by her tragic nickname. Investigators used IgG to trace her DNA and finally give her a name, Marcia King. That led to renewed efforts to find her killer, giving her family at least part of the closure they'd been waiting for. Then there's the case of April Tinsley. an 8-year-old girl from Indiana who was abducted, assaulted, and murdered in 1988. Her case haunted the community for decades, especially when her killer taunted authorities with notes left on bicycles in the early 2000s. Investigators used IgG to identify John Miller as the suspect. They confirmed the match with his DNA, and Miller confessed. He's now serving 80 years in prison. Think about that. A man who thought he got away with it was finally caught because of science. The critics of IgG argue about privacy concerns, claiming it's invasive or unethical to use public genealogy databases for criminal investigations. But let's not forget the facts here. These are public databases where people voluntarily upload their DNA. If you're submitting your information to find long-lost relatives, you're agreeing to the possibility that it could be used in other ways. It's not a government overreach. It's detectives using available tools to do their jobs. And those jobs include solving some of the worst crimes imaginable. The science behind IgG is solid. It's not guesswork or circumstantial evidence. It's hard data. Crime scene DNA is uploaded, and algorithms compare it to profiles in the database. From there, genealogists build family trees using public records and identify potential suspects. It's meticulous, methodical, and undeniably effective. And once investigators have a suspect, they confirm the match using traditional DNA methods. It's a system with checks and balances designed to ensure accuracy. Of course, the defense teams in cases involving IgG are quick to cry foul, claiming it's some kind of invasion of privacy or an unregulated Wild West of law enforcement. But let's be real. If your DNA is at a crime scene and IgG helps identify you, that's not a privacy issue. That's called getting caught. The argument falls apart when you consider the sheer number of cases solved using this method and how many families now have answers because of it. Just look at the case of Angie Dodge. In 1996, she was raped and murdered in Idaho Falls, and her case went unsolved for over 20 years. IgG led investigators to Brian Dripps, who confessed to the crime and admitted he acted alone. This not only solved Angie's case, but also exonerated Chris Tapp, a man who had been wrongfully convicted and spent 20 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. IgG didn't just bring justice, it corrected an injustice. Another example, the murder of Jody Loomis in Washington State. Jody was killed in 1972, and her case had gone cold for nearly 5 decades. Using IgG, investigators identified Terrence Miller as the suspect. DNA collected from Miller matched DNA found at the crime scene. While Miller died by suicide before he could stand trial, the case brought closure to Jody's family, who had spent decades wondering who had taken her life. For every critic of IgG, there are countless families who are finally able to grieve with answers instead of questions. These are mothers, fathers, siblings, and children who no longer have to wonder what happened to their loved ones or whether justice will ever be served. IgG doesn't just solve cases, it heals wounds. And let's not ignore how IgG is evolving. As more people upload their DNA to genealogy sites, the tool becomes even more powerful. The technology is advancing, making it faster and more efficient to build family trees and track down suspects. Law enforcement agencies are also working to establish ethical guidelines and best practices, ensuring that the tool is used responsibly and effectively. It's not the Wild West some detractors make it out to be. It's a legitimate, transformative tool in the fight against crime. At the end of the day, the question isn't whether IgG is ethical or effective. The question is, why wouldn't we use every tool available to bring justice to families who've been waiting for it? The science is sound, the process is transparent, and the results are undeniable. When you hear about cases like the Golden State Killer, April Tinsley, or Angie Dodge, it's hard to argue against the impact of IgG. These are stories of justice delayed but not denied, of families finally getting the answers they deserve, and of criminals who thought they got away with it finally being held accountable. So the next time someone tries to downplay the value of IgG, just remember the faces of those families who can finally close a chapter they've been stuck in for decades. Remember the victims whose names are no longer forgotten. And remember that science, when used responsibly, can be one of the greatest forces for good in the pursuit of justice.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.